In this bulletin, China proposes a new security law that could severely limit freedoms in Hong Kong, dozens of refugees flown from Australia and PNG to the US, and the International Olympic Committee head says the Tokyo Games will have to be cancelled if it can't be held next year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. China wants to introduce a new security law in Hong Kong that could severely limit freedoms in the territory. It could ban sedition, secession, and subversion. Last year, Hong Kong endured months of pro-democracy protests over a new extradition law. China's National People's Congress will debate the proposal today. A spokesman for the Congress set out China's case for the new laws at a news conference in Beijing.
国家安全是
National security is the bedrock underpinning the stability of the country. Safeguarding national security serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese, our Hong Kong compatriots included.
Opposition politicians such as Dennis Kwok have condemned the proposal.
I just want to say to the international community that this is the end of Hong Kong. This is the end of one country, two system. Make no mistake about it, that Beijing, the Central People's Government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people, a promise that was enshrined in the Sino-British Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they are now completely walking back on their obligation owed to the Hong Kong people.
The United States is planning to withdraw from a treaty that allows for unarmed surveillance flights over member countries. President Donald Trump has signalled the US will withdraw from the 35-nation Open Skies Treaty because he says Russia is not complying with its terms. NATO allies and countries such as Ukraine have urged the US not to withdraw from the treaty that took effect in 2002. Mr. Trump says there's no room for negotiation with Russia.
Our relationship with Russia has come a long way in the last few months. I think that the open sky will all work out. But right now, when you have an agreement and the other side doesn't adhere to the agreement, we're not going to adhere to it either. But I think something very positive will work out.
Dozens of refugees who have spent years in Australia's offshore processing centres have been flown to the United States for resettlement, despite COVID-19 travel restrictions. 35 refugees left Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea on Thursday morning, bound for the US via Singapore. And one refugee is due to fly to Finland, according to sources and documents obtained by SBS News. The group of 35 is due to arrive in Los Angeles and then be resettled in 18 cities across the US. Australians in the US have been fundraising to support the refugees' resettlement. A Home Affairs spokesperson didn't comment on the latest departures, saying that Australia remains fully committed to the US resettlement program. The driver of a station wagon that crashed into a Sydney hijab shop and injured 14 people has been released from police custody. The 51-year-old man is known to police for traffic matters. New South Wales Ambulance Acting Inspector Caitlin Murphy has praised paramedics for their handling of the crash at Greenacre.
Our paramedics were met with a very chaotic scene. There was a large crowd of bystanders who were quite distressed by what had occurred today. And our paramedics have done a fantastic job in calming those people down, assessing the situation and treating those who needed it.
To sport, and International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach says the Tokyo Games will have to be cancelled if the event can't be held next year. The IOC and Japanese government took the unprecedented decision in March to delay the Games for a year. The event is now scheduled to start in July 2021, but Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said it won't be able to go ahead at all unless the coronavirus crisis is contained. Mr. Bach says while the IOC is committed to holding the Games next year, he understands the position.
You cannot forever employ 3,000 or 5,000 people in an organizing committee. You cannot every year change the entire sports schedule worldwide of all the major federations. You cannot have the athletes being in uncertainty.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth and 23. Showers in Adelaide, 15. Possible showers in Melbourne and 14. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 15. A shower or two in Canberra, 11. Rain and a windy day in Wollongong, 15. Similar in Sydney and 16. Rain and windy in Newcastle, 2 and 17. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 20. Showers in Cairns, 27. And rain at times in Darwin, 25. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.